Well, good morning, everybody. God bless you. It's my privilege today to share God's word with you, so I'm looking forward to that. Take your Bibles, please, and go to Psalm 73. Psalm. Trouble getting over to it today. my teaching for today is good counsel for the heart. And you know, Jeanette taught a little bit on the heart last week, and that was really fun to hear that. And I want to continue on that topic today. So Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart faileth. Is that the end of the story, though?
No,
it's not.
No.
You know, that's a good thing, right? I mean, my flesh and my heart faileth. Isn't that the truth? But God is the strength of my what?
Heart.
Isn't that good to know?
Yes.
God is the strength of my heart. It's a good thing that it's just not up to my own heart and my own flesh, right? My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So true. That's a big but, isn't it? But God is the strength of my heart. Look at Psalm 147. Psalm 147. I've always loved this verse in verse 3. He, God, healeth the broken in what?
Heart.
Isn't that great to know? God healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. What a great God we have, right? That a God that heals our heart, that can heal us up, bindeth up our wounds. And, you know, this is talking about, of course, not the physical heart. It's talking about the depth of your being. It's talking about the innermost part of your mind, right? And we'll see that in another verse here. But it's talking about the innermost part of your mind, your heart, where your thoughts come from. You know, Proverbs, we're going to go to Proverbs next, so you can go ahead and flip over to Proverbs 4. But Proverbs is a wonderful book. And it is practical living. It's words that rule and govern life. And it's really great for us all, but particularly for young people. And the reason is because young people have so much life ahead of them, right? And so Proverbs is a wonderful book. And in Proverbs 4, we're going to be in Proverbs for a little bit this morning. Proverbs 4, verse 20 says, my son, attend to my words. And this is God's talking, so he's talking about his words, God's word. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine what? So your heart can hold words, right? And God wants us to keep his word right there in the midst of our heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Wow, that word of God in the midst of your heart is the very essence of life and health to all their flesh. Keep, and this word keep is guard thy heart with all diligence. Sounds like something we have to do, right? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Wow, that sounds like a pretty important topic, the heart, right? And what you put in there, what you put in your mind, the innermost part of your mind, is so important. Why? Because they are life It we're talking about life and health. We're talking about all issues of life. And so it must be pretty important to guard your heart, like keep or guard your heart, like God's word says. You know, it sure seems to be a pretty important topic. Look at Proverbs 23. And in verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is what? He. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart. So you can think in your heart. That means it's not your physical heart, right? It's your mind. It's talking about the innermost part of your mind. And so where all issues come from, according to God's word. So our thoughts are so, so very important. And what we dwell on is so very important. And what we put in our heart is so very important, because it does affect so much of our life. And you know, this teaching, good counsel for the heart, that's what this teaching is, right? So we're going to see some good counsel, and you guys already know what it is. So it's not even a secret. But we should not underestimate the importance of putting God's word in our heart and thinking those thoughts daily. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, my word, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Well, what keeps his commandments then? Your heart, your mind, your innermost part of your mind, you know, what you're putting in there matters. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Wow, what a great promise, what a great section this is. For length of days and long life and peace. Does anybody want that? Sign me up. Sign me up. I mean, where else can you get that promise? You know, the adversary isn't going to promise you length of days, long life, and peace. Or me, right? You know, God made the mind to hold his word. And there are great benefits to that. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. We're supposed to do that, right? Each one of us. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine what?
Heart.
And lean not to thine own what?
Understanding.
Sometimes your five senses understanding, my five senses understanding can get in the way. Right? We take in so much information on a daily basis, and some of it is contrary to God's word, right? And so, you know, you can be thinking something that the adversary wants you to be thinking, and it's contrary to God's word. Well, what is great is if you have God's word in your heart, you can filter that out, right? And sometimes we're good at it, and sometimes we're not good at it. We're not perfect, right? But it's so important to lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he shall direct thy paths. What a great promise that is. You know, be not wise in thine own eyes. And there's so many people that are, right? Reverence the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Boy, it sure sounds like an important topic. you know, the heart and what we put in there. And it is. There are great benefits to putting God's word in your heart. And, you know, that takes some time. That takes some effort. That takes some reading. You know, read God's word every day. And, you know, put, you know, even if it's, if you only have a little bit of time, it's, so you can still get God's word in there. You can still think God's word. And, you know, take time for classes and events. That's why they're so important, because that also builds God's word in a person's heart and life. Very important stuff. Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, look at verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to what? Answer. Right? There's some study involved, you know, in order to build God's word in one's heart. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Why? That's the only thing that's in their heart is evil things, you know? You know, put junk in, you get junk out. And that's, but if you put God's word in, that's not junk. That is, you know, profitable. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer. And what we study is we endeavor to study God's word and put that in our heart. But the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Are you righteous?
Yep.
Does he hear you?
Yep.
Absolutely. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. And, you know, there's nothing that has more light in it than God's word, right? And there's not a better good report than God's word. It's not going to bum you out to do this. It's not going to bum me out to do this. It's meant to uplift you and me, God's word. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the what? Wise. Want to be wise? And you can see how this is really, it's of course for everyone, but for young people, boy, there's some real practical instruction in the book of Proverbs. Hey, hear the reproof of life. Be wise. He that refuses instruction despiseth his own what? Soul. You're fighting against yourself. Those that reject God's word are fighting against themselves. He that refuses the instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. How else are you going to grow if you don't come to God's word and get that reproof and correction and doctrine? And God wants us to grow. God wants us to grow up. And be mature Christian believers and believe his word. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So I wanted to go there with that. Look at Proverbs 19. And I just thought about, someone once told me, never allow yourself to stop learning and hearing God's word. That was Chris Cushingham that told me that when I was 20-something years old. Never allow it's your choice, right? It is everybody's choice. Just never allow it. Never allow yourself to stop learning and hearing God's word. What a great piece of advice that was for me. Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, 8. So we're going to go to 8. I wanted to read that. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own what?
Soul.
If you love yourself, you'll put God's word in your heart. If you really love yourself, you know, you will invest the time to do that, and it does take time. It does just doesn't happen for you young people, you know. You have a lifetime to learn God's word, and it does take effort. It takes weekends sometimes to attend an event. It takes reading the epistles. It takes putting yourself in a position to grow and learn God's word. Okay, so I forgot. Oh, I was going to go to verse 21, 19, in verse 21, there are many devices in a man's what? There are many things, many thoughts in a man's heart, but nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall what? Stand. Isn't that a great verse? Yeah. Counsel of the Lord. That's what's going to stand. That is what's going to work. That's what's not going to let you down. Is the counsel of the Lord. And again, my teaching is good counsel for the heart. It's the counsel of the Lord that's good for the heart. There are many devices in a man's heart, and woman's too. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. And you got to put that counsel in your heart so that you have it, so that you can filter out the junk. You can do that. The desire of a man is his... Let's see, where was I going to go with that? Oh, verse 22. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. I don't know why I had that written down. Okay. Our world has many sources for counsel, doesn't it? Oh my goodness. Everybody's got the right answer, right? Supposedly. But God's counsel is good counsel for the heart. You know, the adversary wants you to carry many other things in your heart. And, you know, social media certainly helps his cause, right? You know, there's nothing good counsel about social media. And AI is going to be worse than that, you know. So, you know, it's really important to have the good counsel to put in your heart, which is God's word. Proverbs 12. It's so easy to get distracted about other things. And, you know, the internet hasn't helped. The social media hasn't helped. The AI is not going to help. You know, who's going to be the authority? You know, who's going to be the authority for truth when AI gets started and, you know, all of that stuff starts spewing out, you know? It certainly isn't God, you know? It's certainly very much is going to be more and more important to put God's word, good counsel, in a person's heart. Otherwise, people just believe social media. They just believe what AI pushes out, and it's all because we have an adversary. I can't imagine that turning out well. Proverbs 12:15. The way of a fool is right in his own what?
Eyes.
Know anybody like that? Mm-hmm. I hope not. I don't think I know very many people anymore like that, because they all love God and his word. But you got to be careful who you hang out with, young people. You know, you got to be careful who you choose as your friends. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is what? Wise. And what counsel would that be? It would be the good counsel of God's word, right? Of course it would. Look at Proverbs 21:30. You see how loaded Proverbs is, you guys already know that, but boy, there's so much instruction, so much practical living in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 21, verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. So when you put good counsel in your heart, there is nothing better than that. There's nothing else better out there than that. God says in His Word, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Isn't that something? You know, Jesus Christ was a great example, and I wanted to go here for a minute in Matthew 4. Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up, verse 1, of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, the adversary, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." First of all, has the adversary ever come to you and questioned you, are you really the Son of God? Of course, we have proof that we are. So, you know, that is, you know, once you put that good counsel, that word of God in your head, then you can combat that thought, which is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing here. But he answered, verse 4, and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." How many? All of them. Every. How important is God's word then? How important is every word? How important is it to put it in your heart? And it is, right? And so we could read this whole thing, but you know the record. We're not going to read the whole thing, but Jesus Christ kept saying it. You know, the adversary kept tempting him, and he kept going back to God's word and saying, "It is written." And that's exactly how you handle the adversary, is but with God's word. There's no other way to do it. And, you know, life is, as you know, spiritual, and it's a spiritual fight that we have every single day when we wake up. And it comes down to words, and it comes down to what we think about and how we conduct our lives on a moment by moment, day by day, thought by thought basis. And so words and thoughts are the battleground, and we're instructed in God's word to guard our heart, you know, to guard our heart and put good counsel in there. And so 2 Corinthians, you remember this verse, right? 2 Corinthians, we're going to 10. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. We have to do this every single day, you know, and when we have God's word in our heart, we can do that. But if you don't have God's word in your heart, you haven't built God's word in your heart, then it's harder to do what this verse says to do. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It's hard to do that when you don't have the knowledge of God in your heart. It becomes easier and easier to do that the more you build God's word in your heart. And that's how you handle the adversary. That's how you deal with the adversary in this life. is with God's word in your mind, in your thoughts. And so Psalm 57, I love this verse. I won't go too much longer here, but so when Jeanette was teaching last week about the heart, I was just thinking about some of these things and thought you would enjoy them as well. This is a really fun scripture to look at. Psalm 57, verse 5. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. This is all adversarial, right? Into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Salah. My heart is fixed. Look at that. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. Well, what's it fixed on? It's fixed on good counsel, right? It's fixed on God's word. You know, you may be going through circumstances in your life that are not so pleasant, but your heart is fixed. You may be, you know, being attacked by the adversary for whatever reason, for whatever category. You may be going through a rough spot in your life, but God heals the brokenhearted, right? He can fix your heart. You can have your heart fixed by doing what he says, rather. So my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. You know, the one thing this psalmist was not going to do is give up on God, give up on his word. He's going to hold that word in his mind. My heart is fixed. We decide to do that. Each one of us has to decide to be resilient, you know, on God's word. Be resilient. Look at Isaiah 50. Another great one here, Isaiah 50. I would say be persistent and resilient. Be persistent in putting that word on a daily basis, and then be resilient. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. Isaiah 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Amen. For the Lord God will help me. That's being, my heart is fixed. That is being, you know, the Lord God will help me. That's the thought we need to have. The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. You know, no need to be confounded if the Lord God is going to help us, right? Therefore have I set my face like a flint. You know what that means? The flint was one of the hardest of stones. And I liken this, once he got God's word, once she got God's word, they were not going to turn to the left. They were not going to turn to the right. They were fixed. They were set. There was nothing that was going to stop them from believing God's word and claiming God's word, right? It's like having your feet in cement. You know, you just can't move, you know. You're not going to move. And you know, I've always loved this verse. It helped me so much when I, you know, throughout my life, especially. Anyway, for the Lord God will help me. What a declaration, you know. What a bold, resilient declaration. The Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. I've set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Amen to that. Look at Romans 4. So we all go through stuff, and, you know, the greatest counsel that we can give is or get is within God's word. Verses like that you can think about on a daily basis. Other verses that I'm sure you do think about that you're thinking of now. that just, you know, you're believing God's word. You're believing that God will bring that to pass. And you're not what you're not doing is believing social media. What you're not doing is believing AI for truth, you know. But you're going to the good counsel of God's word for that truth, and then you're holding on to that. And it's so important to do that. Romans 4, what a great example Abraham was. He's the father of all those that believe, right? So he must be a pretty good example. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That's number one. But was strong in believing, giving glory to God. After all, didn't we read that God was going to direct our steps? Right? So he might have been in a very unpleasant situation, and he was, if you read the life of Abraham, you know. But he was strong in believing, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. That's that my heart is fixed, my heart is fixed. That's that my face is set like a flint. Fully persuaded. Same kind of thing. He was fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able also to perform. Isn't that something? That's Abraham. Jeremiah 15. Verse 16, of course. 15:16. Thy words were found. It's all about words. It's all about thoughts that we carry in our mind day by day, moment by moment. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine. What? Yeah, that heart is something, huh? And that word, you know, will bring your heart joy, bring your life joy. And you get to rejoice every time you think about it. And if it's in there and you're thinking about it, you're rejoicing all the time. Because we have a hope, you know. God has taken such good care of us all. Do we go through things in life? Yes. But God takes such good care of us. And, you know, that word will bring joy. That word will bring rejoicing to your heart, to my heart. No wonder it's good counsel. It's good counsel to put in there. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Boy, he liked that he was called. And we like it too, don't we? Mm-hmm. So I'd like to close in Hebrews 12. Verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and it's talking, of course, about those in Hebrews 11 that walked by believing, the manifestation of believing and regular believing, and let us lay aside every what? Weight. Is there weight sometimes? Yeah. We're supposed to lay it aside, right? And the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Run with patience. Patience is a great thing to have too, isn't it? When things aren't working well, when things aren't coming to pass, when your life is seemingly, you know, not going the way you want it to be going, you know, good counsel of the heart is God's word. Put, you know, think about those things in those times, and also lay aside every weight. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, that's a good thing to do, right? The author and finisher of the right way of believing, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Man, he went through some stuff for you and for me, right? So if you think you have it bad, you know, think about Christ and what he had to go through, and for you and for me. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, and here it is, that endured such contradiction of sinners. He endured it. And God says, hey, I'll lay aside every weight, but if you're having trouble with that, consider him. All right? Consider him. I lost my place. That endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint. Where? In your minds. It's all about what's in your mind. It's all about what you carry in your heart. And, you know, fainting happens in the mind. The mind will give out a lot quicker than anything else, you know. And, you know, no wonder God has so much to say in the book of Proverbs about guarding our heart and about putting that good counsel in there, so we don't faint. And we have examples like Abraham, like Jesus Christ, to also inspire us and help us. But that's what I wanted to share today, so I'll pray. Okay? Thank you, Father, for this morning that we have to be together. Thank you for your wonderful counsel, your wonderful word that makes our heart sing. Thank you, Father, that we get to put that in our heart, and we get to joy and rejoice every time we think about it. Thank you, Father, for helping us to walk in this day and time and guiding our steps as we look to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.